From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The man convicted of planting a car bomb at a busy Times Square intersection is sentenced to life in prison. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Faisal Shahzad had already pleaded guilty to terrorism and weapons charges before hearing his sentence.
Faisal Shahzad admitted that he practiced to build a deadly bomb and surveyed a Times Square location to see how many people walked by. Shahzad told authorities that he accepted money and other help from the Taliban in Pakistan to carry out the failed bombing. The FBI tested the chemicals that Shahzad left in the Nissan SUV and concluded that if the bomb had worked as planned, it could have killed dozens of people. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
French police are detaining 12 people who were picked up in raids on suspected Islamist terrorist networks today. The Interior Ministry says the suspects are directly connected to a stepped-up terror alert in Europe. Authorities say the raids stem from two separate investigations. One operation focused on a network supplying false papers for jihadists returning from Afghanistan. The other raid targeted suspects involved in arms and explosives trafficking. The service sector of the U.S. economy is growing a little faster as customer demand increases. NPR's Paul Brown reports this is the ninth straight month of expansion for an important part of the economy.
Service employers generate the vast majority of jobs in the U.S. They include hospitals, airlines, restaurants, and banks. These employers are also very dependent on consumer spending. The Institute for Supply Management says the September service sector expansion is greater than most economists have expected, but it is much more sluggish than the expansion in the smaller manufacturing sector. That's because consumers are spending cautiously. One result, hiring is also slow. An Institute gauge of future business offers some hope. It shows new orders as well as business up in September and more than in August. That suggests demand for services will keep rising. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks have risen sharply on news out of the service sector, and world markets rose today after the Central Bank of Japan unexpectedly cut interest rates to near zero, and Japan shares increased 1.5%. And at last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 161 points at 10,912. NASDAQ was up 48 points at 2,393. S&P 500 up 20 at 1,157. In other news, dozens of ships are waiting for the Houston Ship Channel to reopen as crews work to remove a damaged electric tower that's leaning over the waterway. Coast Guard Petty Officer Dallas Rice says the channel is expected to reopen later today. This is NPR News. President Obama speaks today at a White House summit on community colleges. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama will be announcing two new charitable grant programs.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is offering $35 million in grants to help community colleges boost graduation rates. Other groups plan to reward outstanding community colleges with a $1 million prize each year. Mr. Obama is spotlighting community colleges this week as a training ground where millions of Americans learn vital job skills. He's planning to put an extra $2 billion federal dollars into the schools over the next 4 years.
We need to be doing more, not less, to equip our workers with the skills and training they need in the 21st century. It's an economic imperative.
Mr. Obama's been criticizing congressional Republicans for their pledge to reduce federal spending on education. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The White House is about to get greener. Solar panels will be installed atop the living quarters by next spring to help provide electricity and hot water to the first family. But solar power is hardly new to the White House. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter and George W. Bush have used the alternative energy source for other parts of the mansion. A splinter group of the Irish Republican Army is claiming responsibility for last night's bombing in Northern Ireland's Londonderry. Two police officers suffered minor injuries. The blast caused substantial property damage, though. Authorities say 200 pounds of explosives were packed into a car near a hotel where a number of American and Japanese tourists were staying. U.S. stocks still gaining ground. Dow's now up 164 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.